Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Perfume.
Perfume. Oh, now I'm stuck in one perfume and one perfume only, and one perfume only that I can't get out of. I'm a Gucci Rush girl, and now I think they don't make it anymore. And I'm traumatised.
That is interesting, because I remember back in the day, the fragrance for men was Gucci Envy, and they don't make that anymore, and it was fabulous. But the reason I ask is, there seems to be some kind of... Should we start this again?
Yes.
No, I think it's fine.
There's a lot of...
There's a lot of effing and jeffing going on.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that feels quite sexual.
Oh my God! How lucky for the microphone. I prefer to say sexual. It lessens the need. No, because I was getting it in the neck from Nacy because I'm wearing revolting body spray and deodorant here in the freight.
Which you bought in something Aldi.
The Aldi, because I'd gone in looking for gin creams. They were fucking honking, man. They really weren't nice at all.
Gin creams, as in?
They're like dark chocolate with gin fondant cream. They're really disgusting and gave me the skitters and don't bother.
No, I'm actually in a genuine dilemma as to what perfume I'm going to move on to, because I'm
Have
in Gucci
you thought
Rush.
About stockpiling some of the Gucci Rush that's still available?
That's a good idea. I'm not necessarily sure I can afford to.
Right, okay. Have you considered stealing some of the Gucci Rush?
They keep it in a locked cabinet.
Do they?
They do.
I do the same with a couple of my friends. Back in you
go. Oh, hello, Fritzl.
Do you know what? In many ways, did Fritzl have the right idea?
What about keeping people in basements?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't think so, Bruce. I think it wasn't a good idea on balance.
Well, the reason I ask, before you start moaning, and don't bother tweeting me, because quite frankly, I'll just block you because I'm done with you. But I remember watching a really good film, because as you know, I hate films unless I've seen them before, which does throw up the question, have you seen them? But I'm not getting into it. And it was outrageous. It was Ruthless People, where they put Bette Midler in a basement, and she lost weight. She made friends with her captors. They designed a fashion line. So all I'm saying is, I get the whole Fritzl thing was appalling. I'm just talking about the nuts and bolts of it. And is it so wrong?
And look at you, looking at the positives.
Well, absolutely.
I saw a brilliant film, which was about... Now, here, tell me what you think about this. So it was... two boys that were brought up by their parents, and the guy had a motorbike accident when he was 18 and he completely lost his memory completely. And so the only person he could remember when he woke up again was his twin brother. And then he couldn't remember his parents, couldn't remember anything, had to be retaught everything. And his twin brother took upon himself to retell him his story, the life of his story, as a lie. Basically, that he'd had a great childhood and that the parents loved him and all this kind of stuff, where in fact they had been victims of child abuse and hawked around and by their mother, of all people. And the fallout from that, would you have lied to your twin brother if you had had an awful childhood?
Well, I suppose the way that I look at it, that if the twin brother telling the lie... for the good of the person trying to recover and come back into, why not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Because maybe he was too fragile in which to handle the truth. Maybe in some ways the accident helped him block it out, if you see what I mean. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do think, I mean, it's that whole secrets and lies things, isn't it, with families and whatever, and people think that they lie for the good. So I think on this occasion, I think that was a good thing to do. That's just me, because what I don't understand is why people want... I had a situation recently in which a friend of a friend was dealing with bereavement and dealing with a young child. And my understanding of it, they were quite... They weren't horrible, but it wasn't that they were graphic or anything like that, but it was very, you know, ABC. And I thought, could it not just have been... So I'm not necessarily... It's always best, when it comes to it, tell the truth. But I think in that case, no. I think there are ways and means of doing it, and I do think that that person probably did it. You know, for the narrative of the film, first of all, I don't know if it was based on true...
Oh, no, it was based on... It was true story. Right, okay. It's actually, in fact, it wasn't a film, it was a documentary. And the brother, when he found out the truth, was furious with his brother, and it's fascinating.
Oh, sorry, now, hang on. I feel as though, right, you're going to have to start again. So this wasn't a film, it was a documentary. This person had lied, and yet the brother... So, in this case, then, I'm going to say, no, I disagree with everything I say, and the reason being, people out there listening, I wasn't given full information, because someone was in one of their silly moods and is trying to find a lighter... but the fact of the matter is, then no, he shouldn't have done that at all. And did they end up speaking or not speaking?
Yeah, no. They were very close. But it was a rift that they hadn't talked about. It was a fascinating, I can't even remember.
It wasn't that thing with that man from that thing that was set in Northern Ireland with, what's her name, from Mulder and Scully?
God, we're doing that thing that really irritates me when we don't know what we're talking about.
Well, maybe I've got aphasia like Bruce Willis or whatever. But no, Gillian Anderson, what's his name? Jamie Dornan. And then was he not on some road trip where he lost his mind in a film? I just think he's the same in everything. Have you watched 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Well, a load of old nonsense. Well, I wouldn't have read anyway. I think it's a cult. But yeah, I just thought, oh, and she went like that, oh, I'm ready to be tied up. And then you kind of thought, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
What a load of pish.
No, absolutely. But I think that is a... It's an interesting question, isn't it? Because this is called Be Honest.
Yes.
But when is it okay not to be honest, because you're doing it because you think it's the right thing to do, to lie to somebody
It goes back to what's right for a situation. And I think the reason this came about, and I'm not going to bore anyone, is that, you know, so for, say you and I had beef, right? And I met you at a gig and I was still smarting at you over something. I wouldn't run up and go, you whore. Well, I would say you whore, because that's how I greet most people. But I wouldn't say you, and they're trying to humiliate you. I'd say, we need to go and have a conversation. And this is why we need to have a conversation. And sometimes it's easier just to keep your tongue between your teeth. And I've learned that. I was on the phone speaking to a friend and we were of the same opinion, that it's like, why bother get bogged down in the minutia? Why be part of the head on the stick culture? If you've got something to say, fine. You need to settle this with yourself first and foremost. And I think there is more than one way to skin a cat. But it's a bit like, well, how disingenuous is it then if you're on Twitter and you know your friend's on Twitter and you see someone go, ooh, whatever that is, and then you're DMing them going, oh, have you seen X going, what a load of old key. Are you on your ninth bottle of wine now? You know, that kind of thing, blah, 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 blah. So I think you can be honest, but nowhere to be honest, because honesty isn't always the best policy.
No. But that's it. So if you're in a situation where somebody tells you something about a friend, and then that friend says, have you heard anything about me? Do you kind of go, well, no, I'm not going to tell you, because then that's an awkward situation. Where do you find the line? You know, because I think if somebody gives you information, it's like you're saying, if you've got a problem with someone, you should take it to them directly. If somebody's got a problem with somebody and they go through you to say it, then it's not up to me to then say to the person, is it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, I'm going to need to hear that again.
Right. So, if you had a beef with me, you'd have a beef with me, right? If you had a beef with me and you told Nathan, is it Nathan's job to tell me that you've got a problem with me?
No, it's not his job, but it would be up to him then. So if I'd taken him hard, however she identifies this week, I'm seeing coral slacks, we'll leave it there. Well, actually, they're more kind of Tuscany terracotta, but they seem to match this bit here. Anyway, we'll move on. So the fact of the matter is, if I've said to someone, I'll take you into my confidence, but X and Y, and then they betray that confidence, that's totally up to them. And then it would be disingenuous for me to say, actually, do you know what? I did speak to a third sounding party, and that isn't a get out of jail free card. Sometimes you have to remember the state a person is in. We'd spoken to each other yesterday. Neither of us were feeling that clever. We were down, we were dejected. So I wouldn't turn around to you and say, have you considered introducing culottes into your wardrobe? I feel this will revolutionise. You know, when you've got major decisions that you're making, you know, am I going to live here? Am I going to do this? Am I going to, you know, get rid of my house? Am I going to do whatever? So again, I think it comes to, it was, we'd had a conversation with a celebrity guest about people's lack of emotional intelligence, which I do find frightening. Because you don't have to be up front and centre and batter people around the face with a white haddock. But if someone came to, so say a friend of mine who was in a relationship came to me and said, I'm going to ask you honestly, have you heard anything that my partner is doing the rounds? And I would go, do you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I would have waited until I was in the house with you. Because I would do that for a friend. And the thing is as well, I wouldn't be that bothered thinking, well, I lose them as a friend, because I would feel I'd lost them as a friend had I not have said, I have heard that.
I was in that situation years ago. And sadly, both these people have now passed, so there's no comeback on me.
We can't be sued for once. We don't have any editing to do.
So I had a friend. So there were a couple, and now I knew he was having an affair with somebody. I found out from a third party, and I went and I said to him, because he was friends with my friend, he was married to my friend, and so I said to him, you need to tell your wife that you're having this affair, because if you don't, somebody else will, but I won't be that person. So I said to him, I won't tell her, because you have to tell her, but if you don't tell her, somebody will. And I regret that decision, and I still don't know what I should have done in that decision, because she did find out, he didn't tell her, she did find out from somebody else, then she found out that I'd known all along and was furious with me, where I was trying to do the right
thing. But that's deflection on her part, because she doesn't want to actually deal with the screaming thing that's in her face. It's very, very difficult. Plus,
because
the fact
that was
is,
an emotional thing, because I didn't want to tell. I didn't want to be the one to tell.
No, no, and I understand that. Listen, I don't want to go to people's doors with bad news and all that kind of stuff. I just mean if I was ever in that position. So if I'd, and I have said that to someone in a similar thing, look, you're in an open relationship in your mind. He's not in an open relationship with you. You have to go and tell him, because if you're endangering someone's sexual health, as I knew with these two people, I knew that that was happening, then I can't stand back and watch that. And it's not that I'm thinking, oh, who am I? Jeremy Vine sorting everyone's problems. But the fact of the matter is, that's a shame. And I know that you and your friend obviously recovered from that.
Yeah, 100%.
But that is a total deflection thing, because why would she want to deal with her husband having an affair. Let's go at Jojo for not telling me that, because clearly it's all your fault. So I think there are ways and means. And plus the fact as well, you don't know what people's deal is.
Yeah, that's
relationship
it.
Wise. You don't know if it's open. You don't know if it's not.
Yeah, you don't have all the pieces of the jigsaw.
No, that's the whole thing. All I would say to those people that are in, and I'm talking about gay friends of mine, they're in marriages and they're really pleased they're in marriages, and I wish they'd stop calling it gay marriage, because it's either marriage or it's not. I thought that was the whole thing of equality, and I know that I might sound stupid some of the times. But stop going on about the hoops, pun intended, that you have jumped through, when I know that you're basically doing everyone every else where, and, oh, you know, as long as they only sniff your testicles, it's not being unfaithful or whatever like that. I mean, live your life is how you want it. It's totally up to you. But it's just like, you can't preach about, because one of the things about marriage, and that's why I think the term marriage has to be redefined. Oh my God, the dog has just ripped off my headphones again, Smidge, and I will take a hammer to you when we are at home having amused bushes. But the fact of the matter is, maybe the thing, funnily enough, right, and I'm gonna hopefully make a point about this. Nadine Dorris, who's been in the news, and I think she's addicted to nightmares. I remember when it was to do with something about pushing through what was then known as gay marriage. She went, it can't be gay marriage for gay men because they don't have fidelity. Now, the point in that being is, I know some, they're miserable, I know some who have total fidelity, and that's what they want, because they're still as attracted to each other. I don't necessarily buy into the fact that, oh, we've been together 30 years, you know, we don't do anything, because I'm like, well, you must still fancy the person or whatever. But I genuinely think the word marriage needs re-examined, because there are biblical connotations to it. It is there, I think, by virtue of definition, this isn't my, in which to procreate and all that kind of stuff. But I just think that people just, they ultimately want the cake and eating it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, and which is fine, by the way.
Like you say, with gay marriage, and like you say, it's ridiculous to discriminate between gay marriage or heterosexual marriage, because loads of heterosexual couples cheat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And swing. And all that kind of, and so do a load of gay. There's nothing, I'm not judgmental about it.
No. But that's the other point as well. The social media has that whole thing when we're talking about the jigsaws and the pieces of, you know, we don't know what happens in anybody's relationship.
No.
So when complete strangers jump on a celebrity couple's breakup or whatever, that whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing, you go, well, you don't know what's going on, and it's none of our business.
No, and there is a pub in Edinburgh called the Amber Rose, which is on the corner of Rose Street and Castle Street, that do two meals until 7 o'clock every day for £12. The quality of the food's quite good. That just came into my,
into my head.
But that is the whole thing, that, you know, people, I watched a documentary, because I don't know if people know, I'm a bit of a royalist. That's one thing me and my mum have in common. Check her. And I was watching about who's the Princess Michael of Kent.
Yes.
And it has been alleged that she's been away having her pony fed, and he's been away feeding other people's ponies and all that kind of stuff. And it was my auntie, my mother went, ah, but if that's their thing, who are the harmmen? And you're like, that's...
And if that's their agreement, and apparently within royal circles, that's always very much been the way of it, that the Prince of Wales and, you know, the King or whoever has always gone and had their mistresses.
Do you know what? It's interesting, because that is also to do with people with money, because I remember a friend, well, not really a friend, like an Instagram pal, who ran a security detail for very high profile celebrities in London, and one of his minders was looking after a very well known model. Guess who? Don't sue. Wasn't Sue Pollard. And said, model, and you notice I haven't said the gender of the model, was getting incredibly fruity with the guy, and that's the thing. And I said, oh, that's all a bit saucy. And he said, but that's just how these people operate.
Well, wasn't it Hattie Jakes that had that? I mean, did she not have her bit on the side all the way through her marriage?
A lesbian?
Oh, I don't know if no, she was all for the cock.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yes.
Well, I suppose she's a lovely, robust, busty lady.
But that's it.
And so I don't think she'd care if it was a woman that had a penis. No, she just wanted the penis.
So, no, it is. I think it's very interesting that we should all just back off from other people's relationships.
But absolutely. But then there was all those rumours about Valerie Singleton, the Blue Peter presenter, and she always turned up everywhere with the driver. And it was always the driver. And there's a really fabulous Victoria Wood sketch about the woman that plays Mrs. Overall, basically going through reality television auditions for the dancing, for this, that, and the next thing. And she had the assistant. And I just think that's all fabulous. Because I've been watching the Andy Warhol Diaries, I'd watched all the... I mean, this stuff, the thing
for
about...
something that you didn't enjoy, you keep bringing it up.
Oh, I've watched the whole thing. But he was so... The thing that really upset me was who was... They thought that Calvin Klein, and this was an industry rumour for ages, they thought that... This is from the Diaries, not me. They thought Calvin Klein was HIV positive. Well, actually had AIDS, because they didn't say HIV in those days, it was AIDS. Andy said
all or nothing.
It was all or nothing, like go for it, kids. And Andy said that he had an embrace from Calvin Klein, and by his own words, which are in the book, he had a stubbly beard. I felt that that was the needle pricking my skin and infecting me. And it was that point that I thought, I should go to my bed because I've got this tomorrow. And then I thought, no, I just have to watch the last ones. He was so, because he was so repressed about his, I think he was from Pennsylvania or somewhere, and it's the same with that guy, Leon Andre Talley, repressed homosexuals that thought it was all dirty. I mean, Andy had a lover that unfortunately passed of AIDS and kept him in a guest room on the fourth floor and instructed the housekeepers, you wash our clothes and our plates separately. And you think that's back then, and I understand misinformation or whatever, but you're like, oh my goodness, I like it. That's the thing, is we've spoken to other people. I don't understand. There's still that woeful ignorance, particularly with what I call bum apps, and it's guys on them. I won't use condoms as long as you're clean. So you're like, right, okay, I've had a shower. But what they mean is as long as you're HIV negative. And you're like, well, keep up then, having condomless sex and see where that leads you, because you're no longer going to be, in your words, clean. And I think that's disgraceful. I think the fact that we still have huge stigma against people's status to do with health, whether hetero or homosexual, it kind of makes you think, I'm glad I'm not young anymore, because I just think that must be, because it's just so appalling. And it's like, who was it that said, we thought we'd be like the Jetsons in 2020? And it's true. All we've got is more keys and, you know, whatever. And it's just like, why are we still so woefully? But it was that stuff from Andy. There was a whole load of stuff about toes, which I won't even go into. But, oh my God. And they kept calling it was horrible to watch, even though I watched the whole thing, gay cancer. And just unbelievable.
But that is, we are still woefully ignorant, because we are woefully stupid, because we don't actually check, or we don't take the time to examine anything. Yeah, we just take something as read, we go, oh, we've been told that, right, okay, that must be fact, and not check. It drives me insane.
Now, this sounds like one of these things, you know, you hear, you know, you've got, I don't know, going, oh, I was in a play park and 2 3-year-olds were discussing Brexit and one had come out with whatever. My friend Andrea, that I stay with when I'm working in Glasgow, and she has 2 sons, and they used to live in Hamilton, and I used to go through and, you know, have a drink with Andrea and her then husband, and the sons always thought my tales were quite amusing and whatever. And her youngest had come in and went, right, that's it, I don't like gay people. And she went, all right, okay, you want your tea? Yeah. So she sat him down and she went, what's the problem? She went, oh, he went, it's just disgusting, isn't it? He was about 9 or something. She went, She went, so we're going to go through Edinburgh, we're seeing Bruce. Brilliant, that's great. And she went, and you realise he's gay? Oh, well, I don't have a problem with it. So sometimes you just need an example.
Of course.
I mean, I remember my mum saying, and this was to do with a 70th birthday party, and my uncle John, who's passed, and there was a couple of ladies who, as my mother said, were purporting to be man and wife, and she said, but they were very pleasant company, and they had lovely manners at the buffet, and you're like, okay, mum. And one had stolen Uncle John's tie, and mum went and got it back, and just said, now that's enough of that roughhousing. I seem to remember the word. And as my mum said, that's the way they want to be. What can you do? And I thought, well, you're not the one that threw me out the house at 15, bitch, shouting I'll die in hell. But, you know, that's people come round and there's, you know, and thank God that people come round.
Thank God that people, but that is, isn't it? It's the lived experience of people and knowing people personally versus what you're told or you're told to think by whether it's your parents or media or books or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's just going, well, that doesn't actually tally with what we've been told, a bit like COVID.
Is it a Thursday or is it a Monday? We don't know. Get your podcasts where you're meant to.
Yes.
Please subscribe and don't steal.
Yeah, I like good pods because you can listen to it without having... Why are some of the podcasts that you listen to, you can't just press play because it'll fade out if you don't keep... Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No.
So, I don't know which... I think it's Acast or one of them. If you press play on it and you just put it to the side, it won't just continue playing. It sort of fades out. Whereas the good pod ones, it always...
That is fascinating. I could really talk about that for another 10 minutes, but I'm hearing thumping outside. There seems to be an uprising from those flats. Someone is dangling a salt iron. I think something's waiting to happen. So I'm going
to
wish you well.
You're too mean to me.
No, you need handled, lady.
I do. You're not wrong.
You're like a vicious gerbil. And maybe we'll discuss gerbils one day soon.
Well, yes.
Godspeed, Jojo.
See you
Take
later,
quality
lovely.
Care. Toodles.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.